Resh Ein Gimel Sif Hei and Sif Vav, which is the din of Kiddush Mokum Suda, what you can be used with. So the Mechaber brings down that Kiddush Mokum Suda is not Mechayiv that you dafka need a Suda Mamish. You don't need pas, and you don't have to have a kibeto. You just have to have an achila, which you could make a bracha right now on. Memela, givensach makes a difference what you're having. If you're having a pasul of a kisnin, which is not really mentioned here, the Mishnah Berurah says a kezayis is enough. And if you're having wine, then revis. Later on, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you should be yetzi. If you want to be yetzi with drinking wine, then you should have, in addition to the mali lugmov that you're having, your chiyuv kiddush, he says, doesn't call him Malay Lugma, but then the Sivkan Chav Zayin says, Yesh Emrim, that if you're being Yetzi Kiddush, you should have, this is what I heard from a Berkowitz, the Chatchila, one should be Machmer for this, that in addition to the Din Kiddush, that you're Yetzi, that you need to drink a Malay Lugma, you should drink an additional Revias afterwards as a Suda. You first Yetzi Kiddush, and then a drink of a Revias for a Suda. That works with wine. Wine, separately. The Lechur should be two separate things. I don't know if it's smack, but Lechur. Lechur should be. You have to stop in the middle. So stop, you're not supposed to drink that much at once. Now, using wine is not so simple, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that one Lechatchila should not use wine at night. Why? Where the Din Kiddush is there, right? So it's more Chomer. And therefore, Kamri Shainim, any Yeti Dei Kiddush, Mokum Sudai Dei Kvesi Ayin, Ein Lokal, Mokum Atchak. If a person is stuck, then he could be Yetze. And heard from Berkowitz, if somebody's making Kiddush in a shul at Friday night, and there's no kids to drink, he could be Yetze Kiddush, Mokum Sudai, drinking wine. The same thing applies for grape juice. According to most Paiskim, except for Rabbi Yashiv, and even Rabbi Yashiv remembers about this question, speaking to Abdullah Morgenstern, that it could be things changed now, because now they could put things back in. Rabbi Yashiv held that grape juice is only considered grape juice if it could turn into wine. But now that they put chemicals inside that will prevent it from turning into wine, it doesn't have the Milo. They said afterwards that you could put in something else to neutralize the chemicals that they put in, and it could turn back into wine. For the most part, and this is how I heard from Yitzhak Berkowitz, it doesn't make a difference. As long as it has the chirlis too, even though right now you're going to drink it down, what's the difference? As long as it has the chirlis, it's that musing. If you put something inside, you can take it out. It's not makir. My theory from Berkowitz that one, we, and I think this is the meaning of most people, that we reckon grape juice to be the same halacha as wine for all things, and therefore you can be yitzhak dalat krisis, even though Ramesh says not to, and you can be yitzhak kiddush, even though Rabbi Yashiv holds the chachil, you shouldn't, and it creates a kiddush mokum suda. Even though the whole part of suda is that it gives you ayin, it gives you yain is misad sod, but grape juice is not misad sod. No, we say the grape juice also is considered misad sod as the mile of wine, and it could be yaitzim. Now, this that we say b'shas chak you use wine, that's only wine. With regard to fruit, it's not simple at all to use fruit b'shas chak at night. If a person is stuck at night and he wants to use fruit, then he shouldn't. Grape juice b'shas chak. However, possible b'kitzim b'pashnis. Grape juice has a din of wine. Wine is misutzoid, the Gemara says.
Even if it has alcohol? Even if the fruit has alcohol?
Even if the fruit has alcohol. What? What are you soaking your fruit? Oh, not fruit juice. I'm sorry, just fruit. No, I'm sorry. No, just fruit like grape juice, like oranges, apples, pears, zucchini. Such a thing. However, possible b'kisnin in l'chora, we don't see anywhere that possible b'kisnin is a problem at night. If a person wants to have pasul b'kis, make kiddush mokum suda, and have some cake, and then eat it suda 2 hours later, that's not should be a problem. It shouldn't be a problem. Not to refer to Berkowitz, though I think his lesson was, but it's not hefker. You can't just like decide every day to, especially because we're more machmer at night. And it's not so simple that you have the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in the Bir Halacha, v'sefer ma'aser rav, kasav shagraf, b'kiddush ha'yerim le'im mekadosh, el mokum suda gemura. It doesn't pass in that way. However, loymimina tagima, not possible b'kisnin or yayin. Therefore, it's not so simple. If the grain, even by day, didn't want to be semich on that, the whole box at night, the chatchila, one shouldn't be semich on that. However, with regard to Simchas Torah, that is a minig in many, many places. I don't know. They say bring down Shem Chazanish also. I know in America, certainly that's the minig to make kiddush at night before the hakafes. If they don't go home, certainly shiva they eat the suda first and then they have the hakafes afterwards. But even the places they don't, they make kiddush at night. They have a shtickle kiddush, and also yontif is maybe not a summer, and that is the meaning of many places to make kiddush and have pasul b'kitzin at night, and we have to get some makom suda. Now, there's a chiddush here from Ramesha. Ramesha has a big chiddush. Sounds a shtickle from the Mishnah Berurah and the Sif Katan Dalet that the from Mechaber in Sif Dalet, Mechaber in Sif Dalet, that he does not go with this. However, it's like the exact opposite of the Gaon. The Gaon holds that even when you want to have Pasav of a Kisnet, you can't do that. You can only make Kiddush Makom Yavis with the Mamish. Ramesha holds that you're allowed to have Kiddush, and you have to have Kiddush Makom Suda. If you want to have Kiddush and not have a Suda, you can eat. You won't be Yetzir Chi of Suda. It'll mat you to eat. You won't be Yetzir Chi of Suda. And later on, you have to make Kiddush again before the Suda. So if you want to have, if you have fruit, and you want to have Kiddush, and have a few, an orange, an apple, you're hungry, so you can't eat before Kiddush. You have Kiddush, you have orange, and then later on you have the Suda. That Ramesha says not a problem, and later on you'll make Kiddush. However, most places can go not that way. It's a big Kiddush. Mechaber seems to say not that way. Heard from Berkowitz. What? That what? Not? He says you shouldn't be Yaitse on berries. He says, Imadai, like Kiddush Latmi, Zorish Li Yitim Klum, Sasuta. There, I thought maybe there his kavana was not to. I thought his kavana, because maybe his kavana was not to, it was only to be mighty then. That's what I thought. Maybe it's not a Rai Mukhasha. Yeah, the question is that because you're not going to be yaitzi your dinner kiddush makom suda, and therefore you can't do that, or it's aser taka to do that? It's aser to do that, or it's, That's certainly the pashto, and therefore the minig of the Eilim is taken not that way. The minig of the Eilim is taken not that way, not to be yates with this. And rather, many people, they do make Kiddush, and they're Yetzir with Pasav of a Kisnin, and they're not machmer for the disciples to take two cookies together, then she's in a Suda, it doesn't have to be Kibetza, you can take a Zayat to Yetzir. That is certainly the meaning of Olam, but we should bear in mind that which the Bir Halacha says earlier, that you should be careful, the same way you're not supposed to eat a lot on Erev Shabbos, so you should come to the Suda Salayla with the oven. You shouldn't eat a lot before the Suda Shabbos, that you should be able to come to the through this Shabbos b'tiyovin, and you'll come b'tiyovin. Now Sivav im kiddush b'beitav v'sham shchein v'shulchan erach lefanov. Sivav talks about that even if your friend is in, if you live in a high rise building and your friend is on the 30th floor and he's belting out kiddush and you hear it every week, so you call him up and you tell him beforehand, listen here, be mighty to me with kiddush. That's not a problem, even though he's eating one place, you're eating another place, even if he's not eating. You can be yaitzeh within Arvus, even though you're 30. This I find common. We live in an apartment building, but Fratan Sukkot. My neighbor, he belts out Kiddush, Kimo Shetzarich, and we're all saying Almei together. And now, it's not if he's Mechavan to be Maitzi, and you're Mechavan to Lotte. You would have to tell him beforehand. However, the only time that you wouldn't have to is by the case of a Shatz. Somebody that makes Kiddush in Shul, the Chur, a Shatz is Maitzi everybody. For some reason, though, the Mishnah Berurah says not that way. Mr. Burr says, no, even though he's a shliach tzibur and he's still gavanit to be mighty, but that's only if you generally have people to be mighty. But in shul, you're not being mighty to anybody, it's not mechav to mighty to anybody. The problem is, what comes to Chazar Sashat? Mr. Burr says, in Simik Kufiyun, the guy wasn't mechav during Birchas Avos, what should he do? Wait for the shat, and come and wait and be yaitzi with the shat, when he says the bracha. Now, the shat is not being mechav to be mighty to anybody. And the shat is not being mechav to be mighty to anybody. Huh? You're mechavan to be mighty? When you're a shat, you're mechavan to be mighty? Niflamay? That's what the Indian is. So the shat is also bismanenu is a minig. Started off not as a minig. Also then it wasn't a minig. Then it was a washamakal. Mechir, bismanenu. Baruch HaShulchan Tachin says, in a chanami, it's no problem to be yaitse. Kudumani b'chein a minig, he says. I guess it's b'chein a minig, that means there are a tach of people that are doing it. So once people are doing it, then you have to mighty. Either way, I wasn't 100% sure, but the past is, in a regular case, certainly, you can't be yaitzeh with your neighbor unless you told him beforehand that you want to be yaitzeh with him.